Chapter 11. Now very soon afterward, Lucias, guardian and kinsman of the king and head of the affairs, was greatly burdened at what had happened. He mustered about 80,000 infantry and all his cavalry and marched against the Judeans. Indeed, his plan was to make the city of Jerusalem a Hellenic settlement, but to levy tribute on the temple, as he did on the sacred precincts of the other nations. But to put the chief priesthood up for sale every year. He did not take into account God's power at all, but was elated with his tens of thousands of infantry and his thousands of cavalry, and his 80 elephants. Now he invaded the land of Judah, and as he was approaching Beth-Zur, a fortified place, but which was about 5 stadia from Jerusalem, he pressed it hard. Now when the Maccabees' party learned that Lucias was besieging the strongholds, they and all the people begged the Lord with lamentations and tears to send a good messenger to bring salvation to Israel. Now the Maccabee himself was the first to take up his weapons, exhorting the others to join him in risking their lives to help their kinsmen. But they also resolutely set out together. But suddenly, while they were still near Jerusalem, a man on horseback appeared at their head with white garments, brandishing a full suit of golden armor. Now all of them together praised God for his mercy, and their souls were filled with such courage that they were ready not only to wound men, but the most savage beasts and even walls of iron. Now that the Lord had shown his mercy toward them, they advanced in battle order, with the aid of their ally from the heaven, but hurling themselves like lions against their enemies, they laid low 11,000 infantry, but 1,600 cavalry, but forced all the rest into flight. But most of those who got away were wounded and stripped of their arms, while Lucias himself saved himself by shamefully fleeing. But Lucias was not foolish. He reflected on the defeat he had suffered and came to realize that the Hebrews were invincible because the mighty God was their ally. So he sent a message persuading them to settle everything on righteous terms, and also promising to persuade the king, inducing him to become their friend. Now the Maccabee, solicitous for the common good, agreed to everything which Lucias proposed, for the king, on his part, granted in behalf of the Judeans every written request which the Maccabee delivered to Lucias. For these were the contents of the letter which Lucias indeed wrote to the Judeans.
Lucias, to the Judean multitude, greetings. Yohanan and Absalom, who were sent by you, have presented your signed communication and ask about the matters contained in it. Indeed, whatever had to be referred to the king, I called to his attention. In the things which were acceptable, he has granted. Therefore, indeed, if you maintain your goodwill toward the state affairs, I will endeavor to further promote your future interests. but I have authorized my representatives, as well as your envoys, to confer with you on the details of these matters. Farewell. The year 148, the 24th of Dios Corinthios.
Now the king's letter read as follows.
King Antiochus, to his brother Lucius, greetings. Now that our father has passed away to the gods, we wish the subjects of our kingdom to be undisturbed in conducting their own affairs. We understand that the Judeans do not agree with our father's policy to change the Hellenic customs, but instead prefer their own way of life. They are petitioning us to let them retain their own customs. Therefore, since we desire that this nation should also be free from disturbance, our decision is that both their temple be restored to them and that they live in keeping with the customs of their ancestors. Therefore, please send to them and give them our right hand in pledge, so that when they learn of our decision, they may have nothing to worry about, but may contentedly go about their own business.
Now the king's letter to the nation was as follows.
King Antiochus, to the Judean body of seniors, and to the other Judeans, greetings. If you are well, it is what we desire, and we too are in good health. Menelaus has informed us of your wish to return home in order to attend to your own affairs. Therefore, those who return home by the 13th of Xanthicus will have our right hand in promise of amnesty, to observe their dietary laws and other laws exactly as before. And none of the Judeans shall be molested in any way for faults committed through ignorance. Now, I have also sent Menelaus to reassure you. Farewell. In the year 148, the 15th of Xanthicus.
Now the Romans also sent them a letter as follows.
Quintus Memmius and Titus Manius, elders of the Romans, to the Judean populace, greetings! Whatever Lucius, kinsman of the king, has granted you, we also approve. But the matters on which he passed judgment should be submitted to the king. As soon as you have considered them, send someone to us with your decisions, so that we may present them to your advantage. For we are on our way to Antiochia. Therefore, make haste and send some representatives, so that we may know your intentions. Farewell. In the year 148, the 15th of Xanthicus.